Genesis, chapter 50, plotting against the just. 1. Where did Jacob dwell? And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. 2. In what light did the patriarchs consider their residence in the land of Canaan? These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. 3. To what did they look forward as a permanent residence? But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. 4. How many sons had Jacob? Now the sons of Jacob were 12. 5. Which one did Jacob love the most? Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. 6. How did Joseph's brethren regard him? And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. 7. What made them hate him still more? And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed, for, behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams, and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father, and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to you to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying. 8. Upon what errand did Jacob send Joseph? And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not your brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you unto them. And he said to him, Here I am. And he said to him, Go, I pray you, see whether it be well with your brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. 9. When his brethren saw him coming, what did they propose to do? And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. Come now therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, Some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. 10. What did they do with him when he came? And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him, and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water in it. 11. How did they afterwards dispose of him? And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother, and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. 12. For how much did they sell him? Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. 13. How do the wicked ever regard the just? The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. 14. What trait was it that moved Joseph's brethren to sell him into Egypt? And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. 15. What scripture was verified in their case? For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. 16. In what class is envy placed? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. 17. What is said of those who do such things? Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 18. What course did they take to deceive their father? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood, and they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, "This have we found, know now whether it be your son's coat or no." 19. When Jacob saw the coat, what did he at once conclude? And he knew it, and said, "It is my son's coat, an evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." 20. How did this affect Jacob? And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." Thus his father wept for him. 21. Can you recall any actions of Jacob that were of a similar character to this wicked deception? Relate them. 22. When had Jacob been forgiven for his wicked deeds? 23. What important lesson may we draw from this? That although a sin may be forgiven, the results of it may remain, and the one who committed it will often have it brought before him, and will suffer in consequence. 24. What scripture is fulfilled even in this life? "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again." Notes. Joseph has been the subject of a great many moral lectures against talebearing. Well-meaning but ignorant persons have censured him as the cause of all the discord in Jacob's family. Such censure is most unjust. Joseph's brothers were envious of him, but their envy was only the outgrowth of their own wicked hearts. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. A corrupt heart is the only soil in which envy can grow. There is not a particle of evidence that Joseph did any wrong. He is one of the few Bible characters concerning whom no evil is recorded. His father loved him more than all the rest of his sons, because he was more worthy of his love than they were. The same thing moved his brothers to think of killing him, and afterward to sell him, that moved Cain to kill Abel, because their own works were evil, as his were righteous. We do not mean to intimate that Joseph was born without faults, but he certainly had the fear of God before his eyes. It is worthwhile in passing to note the features in which Joseph's experience resembled that of Christ. Joseph was hated by his brethren. Christ came unto his own, and his own received him not, either did his brethren believe in him. Joseph was sold into slavery. Christ was sold to his enemies. And both suffered thus, not on their own account, but that they might deliver others. Of course, it is not designed to place Joseph on the same plane with Christ, but he may be considered as in some respects a type of Christ. If it was wrong to allow envy and jealousy to control the heart in those days, it is equally wrong now. Indeed, it would seem that in this age of gospel light and privileges, with the experience of men for ages past written out for our learning, it must be worse then to indulge in such feelings now than then. And so, it is more dangerous now than then. The nearness of the coming of the Lord is given as a special reason why peace and love should prevail, says the Apostle. "Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge stands before the door." What a terrible thing it would be if he should open the door and find us thus engaged. "Wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." E.J. Wagoner.